Greetings once again. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministries. I hope God is blessing your lives. Last week I told you I was planning on sharing an exciting new project this week, but didn't quite get there. What seems to be very common these days, there is another change coming up. After I completed the Rapture Project online and a DVD set of 5 discs, I was prompted to make sure the Revelation 12 sign in heaven was based on a true planetary configuration, as we were told. It's interesting how everything is dealt with over my lifetime was necessary to the research that I had to get involved with. In the early 1950s, I researched astrology to see if there was anything to it. I learned how to set up charts and read ephemeris, a system that tracks planetary locations in the sky and how they were to affect us. After testing it out, I found that planets had no effect on our lives, even though there are many who would want us to believe the contrary. That doesn't mean that planets are not moving through the constellations. Since I look forward to the rapture as many other Christians do, the what they call Revelation 12 sign in heaven lined up perfectly with Revelation 12 prophecy. To my disappointment, the chart many are advertising is incorrect. That doesn't mean that the rapture is not a possibility anytime. It is considered to be imminent. Since the article applies, except for that finding, I plan to share it on the radio over time. The location on the internet is cephas-notes.com, cephas-notes.com. Before I get into today's information, I again suggest that you visit final-call.us after the program to see what is going on with the King James Version Bible. Pastors I've been dealing with are in denial, calling it a hoax, when one can check it out in one's own Bible. This phenomena is foretold in Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12. In today's talk, I begin with what is called the Revelation 12 sign in heaven on September 23rd, 2017. Turns out to be a chart based on lies. Satan never sleeps. His deception has no boundaries. It wasn't easy to find that particular picture until I got to a Catholic observatory website. A PhD, no less, was discussing the event. He displayed it with a picture of the constellation Virgo and Leo. Virgo was likened to the Virgin Mary and Leo, the Lion of Judah. The constellation Leo has 9 bright stars that make up the sign. To apply to the woman in Revelation 12, she had to have 12 stars around her head to line up with what the Bible states to reveal the 12 Jewish tribes. In other words, the 144,000, 12,000 of each tribe. Since constellation Leo only has 9 stars, whoever developed this picture added 3 planets, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, to Leo to make 12 stars. 9 plus 3 is 12. Since the Virgin Mary was to be clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, they put the sun by her shoulder and the moon by her feet. Jupiter, likened to Jesus, was supposed to hover over her womb and land between her legs so she can birth a man-child in September 23, 2017, right after the Feast of Trumpets. A researching YouTuber reminded me of what she calls robotoids that we used to call trolls, who know us and our subject matter. If they wish to spread a lie, they know where to start to get the lie spread throughout internet. They know what websites we frequent. Praise the Lord for people who care enough to spend their time sharing their findings. Not only did this PhD teacher of lies have the cart before the horse, but the planets were in the wrong places. The constellation Leo is located under Virgo's feet, not above her head. The 3 planets that were supposed to be in Leo, excuse me, to make up 12, are in Virgo on that date. Jupiter was in Libra, which is the constellation above Virgo, far away from the Virgin Mary's womb. The sun is in Libra, not clothing Virgo, and the moon is not below her feet, but between Mars and Venus. What shall be the sign of thy coming? Satan is known to use the scriptures in his deceptions. Matthew 24, verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Revelation 12, verse 1 through 17, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. This is to be continued next week.
Do you not think that it would be the same? Look at Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 26. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. To worship these things, that's what the Chaldeans and all these outside influences did. The Babylonians, they worshipped the sun, the moon, and that sun worship is going on right now. You know, these Luciferians, they're in their heliocentric model, these are sun worshipers. I'm not worshipping the sun, the moon, and the stars. I'm just taking the advice. We are taking the advice of our Heavenly Father, who said that the sun, the moon, and stars, they will be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years.
Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin, and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross, "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at cephas-thrift-shop.com. cephas-thrift-shop.com. We're selling our inventory at a 90% discount, books, DVDs, CDs, etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals. The books used like new. We do have PayPal, who accepts credit cards, and they are safe. Join our monthly newsletter free, ad-free, and no soliciting at go-cephas.com. This radio program can be found on the web at cephas-radio.com. My email address is original@cephas-notes.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll have a happy and blessed week. Shalom. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com. cephasministry.com.